League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to another KOA FPL pod special, which is a new little series that we're going to be bringing you this season now that Town are in the Premier League. First time that they've been in FPL. It's going to be really exciting, this, isn't it? Where a lot of fans, I don't think it really settled in too much until certain things started happening. We saw them get their Premier League share. We saw the fixtures getting announced. And for quite a few fans, actually, it was also seeing the players getting added to FPL. We got to find out their prices last month. We did a little video on that, having a look through at the different price tags, seeing where the value is, having a look at some of the other players in the game, and also just putting together a team. Now, what Ross and I in particular have done, and I'm sure many of you will have also done, is tinkered with that a lot, make a lot of changes, bring players in and out, and then go back again, and then do some research, have a look at who maybe some other people have got, have a look at a couple of stats even. I know a lot of you guys aren't into stats, but this is where these things can kind of come in, when you can piece things together. This is maybe a little bit of a game for the data nerds, let's say, which might not suit my co-host here. Ross, how are you?
I'm very well. Yeah, when you mention XG, I don't turn off, but I go, I know it's important in the modern football sphere. I know probably McKenna uses that a lot. But for me, maybe I have to get more interest in it, because maybe that's when, you know, I can pick players because of that. Like, they're going to potentially score this amount of goals because of XG, you know, clean sheets, blah, blah. But no, I'm really actually, this is the first time I've been excited about FPL for the first time ever, pretty much, because obviously it's just Town in the Premier League. And also we've got this podcast the whole season as we go head to head. I know there's a lot of people, a lot of listeners who have signed up as well, part of our league. So it'll be very interesting to see who's the top of the table and bottom of the table. But yeah, as we said, the deadline is on Friday, but we may change our team a few more times. But this is our potential final draft, isn't it, my friend?
Yeah, we'll cover this a few times. But obviously, we do have our KOA FPL league, which has hundreds of you that have signed up. It's been really, really good to see. I unfortunately can't get an official number without going through and almost counting every single one of you, but I know that. It's not good fun. I know it's well into the hundreds. So we're going to have a proper look at that one this weekend, which is going to be really good. The deadline to get in before game week one will be 6:30 this Friday, ahead of what I think is Manchester United's game against Fulham, the Friday night game. So get in before then if you want to be involved from the start. We'll be leaving all the details below, the link to join and the code to get in. Compete with us, might be a prize at the end of it. I think we're still in discussions about that one, but get involved, it'll be really, really good. How much have you changed your team between, let's say, that the time that we last did our pod? As a rough estimate, have you been on it a lot, like most days, tinkering around? Has it been like, oh, I've got a bit of spare time, I'm gonna have a look at this?
Really, this is something I should have done when we were in Germany and Austria, because obviously we're a lot of, you know, time to kill on trains and planes and stuff. But to be fair, I haven't really. It's more been the last few days, because I know we're building up to the big kickoff. I didn't really want to change too much, because obviously pre-season injuries and, you know, players moving on and stuff like that, and new, you know, Premier League club signing new players. So it's really mainly been, you know, yesterday and this morning. You know, this morning, you know, before we jumped on, I was like, go through, and I was like, oh, okay, do I pick this player, blah, blah. So yeah, but I'm sure a lot of listeners have been changing it, and I'm sure you have AJ, haven't you? You know, that's basically since the prices came out and since it was launched, you were like, nope, got to change every player.
Yeah, there's been quite a few changes here and there on kind of like a day-to-day basis. I might bring one in, one out. And then it got to last night when I knew we were recording today, and I was like, oh, I really want to make sure I got this spot on. Can't embarrass myself. And hopefully I won't be making too many before the deadline on Friday, so you also get a good idea of what I'm going to be going into the season with. And with that in mind, we're going to have a look at our teams. We're going to have a special guest on from his day off to come and have a look at his team. Who
that's
Heafy, like
by the way. That's Heafy, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, you so. Ruined it.
That's fine. People know. People ruined know. It. You know. First time Heafy's going to, you know, take this seriously until, you know, his team gets all injured. But we yeah. shall see.
He'll be showing up soon. Who would you like to start with from us two? Who goes first?
I think you've got to go for you, mate, because you're right. like you're technically the pro of all four of us, because Stu hasn't even picked his team yet.
He will be in the league.
Yes.
We will make him be in the league. He probably won't change his team at all. But yeah, let's get my team up then, and I'll take you through my FPL team, screenshotted nicely off my phone as well here. I guess the important thing is kind of just to go through things quite quickly. Goalkeeper with Henderson, I think, is important. Just because I haven't really got a lot of Palace. Obviously, Saliba and Guardiola covers your Arsenal and City defence, even though they're quite expensive, and Hall's fixtures. If he starts quite attacking, means that he should hopefully be keeping some clean sheets as well. First fixtures, Southampton, Bournemouth, Spurs, Wolves for Newcastle. And then going into midfield, Salah was the no-brainer. I mean, it's a bit painful to say with his first fixture, but it does make sense, let's be perfectly honest. And Kunku is an interesting one. He's got quite high ownership because he's been playing almost as a second striker for Chelsea. He's only 6.5 million. A nice alternative, I think, to Cole Palmer. So hopefully he'll be able to start there and get some regular minutes in a Chelsea squad that seems to have about 50 players. And then the two alongside them in midfield have been a bit of a dilemma for me. Emile Smith Rowe I've had for a few weeks now. I actually lined them up before he made the move to Fulham, knowing it was going to happen. He scored a couple of good goals in pre-season, so I've kept him in there at 5.5. And from there, it's just been about finding someone who kind of fits the 6 million mould to go alongside him. I could have gone up to a 6.5, maybe gone for Kudus and changed the goalkeepers around, but I've ended up with Lucas Paquetar, who got a goal and assist for West Ham over the weekend. Let's just say I'll be taking a gamble on him. And then the forward line, I think, unsurprisingly, Isak and Haaland is the one that makes sense. And then Dominic Solanke, again, was one that I'd lined up before he made the move because he'd scored 19 goals, I think it was, for Bournemouth. And putting him into a team that just loves to attack really made sense. And then quickly having a look at the bench, Morgan Rodgers looks set to start for Aston Villa against West Ham. Barco the same at left back in the absence of a Stupinan at left back for Brighton, that is, against Everton, isn't it? Areola's a nice rotation option with Henderson when the West Ham fixtures get better. And then I've gone for Greaves as my Ipswich Town player, which might raise some eyebrows because simply it's not Leif Davis. He's a cheaper option because I think that the 4.5 million defender price tag, there's so many options there, so many really strong options. And there aren't as many in the 4 million. I think Ben Johnson's proved to be quite a popular one, but the reason I like Greaves is because all the set pieces seem to be aimed towards his very large head at the back stick that we've seen in pre-season. And I think that hopefully he'll be able to get some clean sheet points probably further down the line. Don't see it in the first two games. But also corners and free kicks, which Kieran McKenna said are going to be important, are going to be aimed towards him. And I think that there's some value in him. His ownership is 0.5%. People don't really have him. He's going to go under the radar a little bit. And given that he's, I think he had something like 4 goals, 2 assists, or it might have been the other way around for Hull last season, I think there's a chance that he can get on the score sheet a couple of times in the Premier League. So I think he's worth having as well. So that's my team. The dilemma I've had a little bit is, do I go with a cheaper option for Solanke to strengthen the two midfielders of Smith Rowe and Paqueta? Not really too sure whether I'll end up doing that. Probably not. Might just tinker around with those three, but I'm pretty sure that the rest are set in stone.
Yeah, I like this team, my friend. We'll show my team very shortly. I think Heafy's going to be joining us, so I'll wait until Heafy joins us to show his team, and then we'll finish off with my team. Let's just... So if you weren't watching and seeing our faces, if you're listening, I think AJ will probably put his team out on socials as well. We'll do that. Like, look, this is our four men team, you know, this is all of our basically teams for the first game week pretty much. But yeah, Haaland's always the interesting one at AJ because you know, he costs a lot of money, and it'd be interesting to see if Heafy picked Haaland, but you have. Was that just you just guaranteed points there?
Yeah, I think so. The concern is you either go one way or another. You're either going to have a game where he has about 7 touches of the ball and doesn't really do a lot and doesn't score and gets cut out of the game, or he's going to have a game where he's going to score 4 or 5 and you don't want to be left out of that. And that's a bit the same with Salah. I've had a thought process, and I know someone else has who's waiting to come on, of going from Salah to Diogo Jota, which makes things cheaper. But then do you want to lose the fact that you don't have Salah in your team? It feels like a risk. Yeah, I think that it became quite clear to me early on that I wanted to have both, and I've just stuck with it the whole time.
I don't mind that. But yeah, as you mentioned, the man who his team is called the Victory Cigars, which is great. What was your name, AJ, again?
Mine is You're a Fake Burgess.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Couldn't resist that shit.
I've completely forgot mine. Was mine Snappy Snaps? Because obviously...
Yeah, it's Snappy Snaps, isn't it? Snaps. Should we bring on our friend from his day off? Here he comes.
Heath the Teeth. Boom.
Welcome to the FPL pod for the first time.
Hello, how friends.
Does it feel to be involved in this?
Well, it's a great honour and great excitement, as much of this week will be, of course, friends. Yes, I am on a day off. You ordered me to come on this podcast, so I saluted you and said, yes indeed, sirs. I've had 3 cups of coffee already this morning. I'm going to have number 4 as soon as I finish this. I've yet to have a shower. I've yet to have a shave. But I'm looking forward to talking about FPL because, if I'm honest, I've been going down far too much of a rabbit hole on this. And I just will now want it to start so I can see what happens the first week and then lose interest rapidly afterwards. But right now, because obviously everything is peak excitement, isn't it? Everything's new and shiny. And there's so much hope and promise in the air. I'm extremely engaged with this, boys. So I've come on, I think, to unveil the side which is going to storm the league this season. As you rightly said, the Victory Cigars, hopefully.
The 4 coffees and the lack of sleep and showering indicates to me that you've been on your phone tweaking and tinkering this theme. How much has this been a part of your day-to-day life, in particular, say, in the last few days?
Quite a lot, mate. Yeah, I think I said to you, haven't I? I've been actually reading everything I can find around players that I've got in my side. I mean, I was reading Liverpool played 2 warm-up games on one day at the weekend, and I was reading all around that. What does it mean? Who's going to start? All this kind of stuff, which did actually affect my side, because I brought someone back in I had right from the start, and then I got rid of him, and then I brought him back in because of what he did at the weekend. So, yeah, it's taken up quite a lot of my time. And even, I would say, up to about 20 minutes ago, I was sat on my phone debating one final shift of a player, which I decided against in the end, but I can talk you through that in a minute. So yeah, my team is set now. Are we officially saying that the team has to be set?
No.
So I can still change it. Okay.
Yeah, because for those, this will go out obviously today, I'm expecting, there'll be injury news to come later in the week, of course, for example. Yeah. Make sure you listen out to the press conferences. There'll be lots of accounts on Twitter that kind of break down this player might start, this one is a doubt, this one's definitely out. So keep an eye on that. Ross, have you got the team to hand? Should we put it up and then Heath the Teeth can talk us through it?
Okay, so this is the Victory Cigars. It's quite small, isn't it? But so essentially my thinking, friends, as an approach to this game, and it's been some time since I last played FPL, former East Anglian Daily Times champion, of course, in about 2006, I think that was. Since I played it, the emphasis was very much on spunking all your money on the strikers. But having done some research into it now, it seems to me that midfield is where you get most bang for your buck. They're the players who hoover up the points. So I've stacked my midfield. I want a very strong midfield, and I'm going with a 3-4-3 formation. And I think I'm feeling pretty good about it. Where would you like me to start in terms of talking through it, friends?
Work your way top to bottom. Let's
so top you mean top of the pitch or top of the screen?
Yes, top as in Flecken.
Okay, Flecken. So Flecken, obviously, I don't want to spend too much on a goalkeeper. I just want a goalkeeper who's going to start and probably make quite a few saves. Flecken seems to be good value. Get him in. So there we go, Mark Flecken. And then, defenders. Originally, when I first did my first draft of the side, I spent quite a lot of money on defenders because obviously clean sheets and stuff. So originally I had Trent Alexander-Arnold in there, who is the most expensive defender in the game.
Seven million.
But then I changed because I thought, right, I want to stack my midfield. So I really only want to be playing three defenders. So what I've gone with is Saliba from Arsenal, who I think is a brilliant player. And obviously they had a great defense last season. He's my most expensive defender. Then I had, as I say, I had Trent Alexander-Arnold to begin with. I've had Kyle Walker in there at one time because of the Man City. Obviously, they'll keep a lot of clean sheets. In the end, I've gone with Dan Burn from Newcastle, who's only 4.5 million. And I've gone with Pedro Porro from Spurs, who is, again, I think he's, what is he, 5-something million?
5.5.
But did very well last season. Obviously, Spurs, you'd expect to be all right again this season. And they've got the not-so-mighty Flying Foxes of Leicester City to start the season. So I think they'll probably do all right there. And then on the bench, I've got your lad, Mads Andersen from Crystal Palace. And also a certain Mr. Leif Davis, you can see there, right on the end of my bench, given Town's start. But I think for 4.5 million, he's going to be a decent value pick. I think he might be one of these players that people kind of realise is good value and start picking after those first two games right the way. Because clearly, the way Town are going to play, you'd still expect him to get quite a few assists. He's not going to, you'd imagine, not going to keep many clean sheets, but he's probably going to be worth value in terms of the attacking and potential bonus points. So I've got Leaf there as one of two Town players, very much anchored to my bench for the first couple of weeks, I'd imagine. So, yeah. And then in terms of potential changes, the one I was toying with is just because what you can't see from this team is I've got 1.5 million in the bank.
Okay.
I always want to have some money to play with. So at the moment, I was toying with the idea of bringing in Guardiol for Burn, who's 6 million and obviously did very well last season. You expect him to do well again this season. But the thing that's stopping me is they've got Chelsea, haven't they, first game. And for me, I just think Newcastle have got a better chance of keeping a clean sheet against Southampton at home. So I'm going to stick with Dan Burn, and now he probably won't play. right then, shall I move on to midfield?
Yep, go for it.
Okay, so this is power-packed midfield. I have actually made one change to this, which I'll discuss. So I've gone big hitters. Cole Palmer. I think about 99% of teams have got Cole Palmer. Mm-hmm. I've gone Phil Foden, obvious reasons. And I've gone Bukayo Saka, because I want Arsenal players in my side. I think they're going to be good this season, clearly. And then the one, what kind of wild card, which I changed over the weekend. Originally, I had Son in my midfield as well. So a proper big money, power pack midfield. But when I originally picked my first draft of a team, I had Luis Diaz from Liverpool because he looked good value to me at 7.5 million. And having scored twice at the weekend and earned rave reviews, I'm going to go with him. Because FPL is all about trying to find, or at least it used to be, trying to find the players that not everyone else has picked, the value players, around the players that everyone picks, and trying to find them before they explode. So hopefully, Luis Diaz is going to be good value. And obviously, I know we're an Ipswich-based podcast, but let's be realistic, friends. Liverpool playing Town, on paper, any way you look at it, that's going to be a good day for Liverpool, you'd imagine.
How dare you?
I know. So I've got Luis Diaz in midfield, and then up front, I've eschewed the big money Erling Haaland. I haven't really spent a lot of money up front at all, to be honest. So I've got Alexander Isak from Newcastle, who again is a very popular pick. They've got Southampton at home. It's fancy him to do some business. I've got João Pedro from Brighton, who seems to be a really good value pick, who I think is only like 5.5 million.
Yep.
And my main man, my captain, and this is a guy I've been doing far too much of a deep dive into. Again, someone I've had in and out of the side. I picked him originally, then I took him out of the side, then he's back in. Darwin Nunez of Liverpool. He's my captain. Not spectacular. No, I think he had 11 goals, 8 assists last season. I say I think he did, because I know he did. 7.5 million. I've been doing a lot of reading around him. So, you like this, AJ. Second highest XG in the Premier League last season, behind only Haaland. Right up there. Right up there in terms of total shots, right up there in terms of big chances. The only thing that let him down was his conversion rate. Indeed, if his conversion rate was decent, he would probably have been up there with Salah as Liverpool's leading scorer. And everything I've read around Liverpool and Darwin Núñez suggests that he might be a player who explodes this season under Arne Slot. And obviously, again, friends, I know it's an Ipswich podcast, but he plays Ipswich first game, which on paper you'd say would be a good game for him to start with. So, yeah, Darwin Núñez is going to be leading my line as the captain, and friends, Luis Diaz is the vice captain. And both my Ipswich Town players, I've also got Amari Hutchinson on my bench, and then my backup goalkeeper is Areola from Aston Villa. I just want a keeper who's hopefully going to play every game. Therefore, if Flecken doesn't play, Areola will, in theory. But of course, there's always the great mystery about FPL, isn't there? You don't really know until games kick off and the teams are released. So yeah, that's my team. There's my thinking.
Like it. I'm going to throw a question your way then. I don't know if Ross has anything to add to this. With Liverpool's front three, how confident are you that Darwin Núñez is going to start? When you look at, obviously you would have had a look at the two games that they played.
Yes.
Game one, the Sevilla game, was Salah, Jota, who seems to be the popular pick of the alternative ones, and Luis Diaz.
Well, I'm not at all confident. But you've got to take a gamble, haven't you? And I would imagine at some point he's going to play. So we'll see. I mean, as I say, he's largely really in there for the first game, and we'll see what happens. And if it looks like he's not really going to be having just tipped him to be the breakout star of the Premier League this season, if it looks like he's not going to deliver after the first game, I'll ship him out because I've got 1.5 million to play with. So, yeah, it's a risk. Don't get me wrong, AJ. Then such is life. I did also at one point have Salah in my midfield. But again, yeah. With already having Palmer, it just felt like I was going to have players that everyone's got. I realise there's probably a reason that everyone's got them. But I want to try and be a bit different and have players that maybe do things before others realise that they might do them. And also be decent value.
And as you learned yesterday from the little sheet I sent you, that's called a differential. There you go,
yes,
player with under 10% ownership.
Yes, I've been learning all about these terms. I've been very excited by them. The only other thing that I had, I'm denied about, was whether or not to have Ollie Watkins in the side. But again, I think he's been picked by about 60% of players. And I can obviously see the argument for that, because he's going to play every game. He's probably going to get a lot of goals and assists. So actually, maybe I should have him. In the end, I went for the cheaper option of your lad Ishak at Newcastle, who, again, looking at the stats, excellent XG, AJ, 21 goals last season. Newcastle, you're imagining going to be all right again. He's another one like Watkins, isn't he? You think he's going to, unlike the bigger teams, you'd imagine will start every game and be their top man. So there you go. Now I'm feeling not so confident as soon as AJ sticks the boot in about it's not even starting. But I'm generally feeling pretty good. I feel very good about my midfield. The other debate I've had with myself on an issue of loyalty is I've got Amari in there, because I do genuinely think if there is going to be players in town side that may be sleeper picks, Leif Davis is definitely one. I think Amari's probably the other one, given what we know he's capable of. But he's 5.5 million. I've got a bit of money to spend. And your boy, Crescencio Somerville, who I'm a massive fan of, is now at West Ham. And he's only 6 million.
Yeah.
So I did toy with the idea of shipping out Amari and bringing in Somerville. But in the end, I've stayed loyal because I want to have at least a player or two from town in the side. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye on what Somerville does, because for 6 million, he seems like he might be another one of these kind of X Factor players who goes and does mental things.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I respect it. Ross, have you got any questions to throw at Mr. Heath?
Obviously, we've made a rule, haven't we, that you've got to at least have one Ipswich Town player in your team. So he's two.
We have made a rule, but it's not enforceable, is it?
We can't.
It's enforceable for us four.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say, because the KOA league, we've got absolutely no way of enforcing that, because you can pick whoever you want.
Almost all of you guys that are in this league have put Leif Davis in your team anyway.
Yeah.
But we are not going to be enforcing that with you. We think it's a nice rule to follow along with because it's exciting, and this is the first time having town players in FPL, and it's a nice one to be part of, and we're going to be doing it, but we're not going to be enforcing it. Apart from for us, there will be some sort of punishment if you go without an Ipswich player. Yeah, death penalty or something like that. So,
fair enough.
This is a different podcast. I'm not sure about this. I'll leave you to your own devices. You start throwing around the world's death penalty. Good Lord.
Yeah, it's different kind of show this when I start.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. So I think that's it. I think we're now ready to move on to Ross's. Are you ready, Ross?
I think so. I'm just still puzzled by Darwin, really, from Heath. He's captaining him as well. I don't know.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
You just don't think he's going to play?
Potentially.
I think he's worried he'll go through on goal and like fire.
Have you seen his misses? The amount of misses. He's got like a highlight reel of misses.
I've just said, if he can, he's getting the chances, Ross. That's the most important thing. If he can just increase that conversion rate, which he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Last season, it was slightly higher than it was the season before.
Yeah,
I've got to take a flyer on my boys, and if Darwin gets a hat trick Saturday, obviously we'll all be devastated. But I won't be quite as devastated.
What's the lining up? My aunt had wheels; she would have been a bike. kind of feels quite.
I'm sensing you boys aren't a fan of the Darwin Nunes pick, but I've done my research.
I like it for being different. You've got to be different, and you know what.
That's often very diplomatic.
People who do well at this game choose some really weird picks that make sense in about 4 months' time. But then when you look at it over the summer, it just looks totally mental. So,
well, okay. I'll take that. I'm always want to be different. I don't want to follow the crowd. I don't want to pick everyone that everyone else has got. So,
yeah, that's fair.
We'll see.
Are you sticking around for Ross's team? Are you off day off now?
I'm on a day off.
Enough.
Yeah. I have also conversed with Watson, who assures me he has a draft of a side. Now, clearly, in terms of the KOA league, Watson is the big fish that everyone wants to say they're beaten. And I think a lot of you are going to beat him because, much like me, he'll lose interest very quickly. But he tells me that the side is not set in stone yet, and he didn't feel that it was close enough to unveil on the show today. So that's to come. We'll maybe talk about that on Thursday on our preview pod, which I'm sure you friends will be teasing at the end of this. But there we go. I'll let you get on. The Victory Cigars, that's going to be the side. I'm not so sure about Darwin Nunes now. I've been roundly mocked and treated a bit like a simpleton. But I'm going to go off. I'm going to have my fourth cup of coffee. And I'm going to spend the next hour taking a deep dive into whether I should keep Darwin in my side. It seems to be the consensus is not. So that's
fair
it.
Enough.
I'm going to scrap my whole team, start again.
Sounds good. Have a good day off tinkering with your team. See ya. Ross, your turn to get roasted.
Yes. I'll start a Darwin. I've got Darwin actually in my team. I'm joking. No, I haven't. But yeah, you never know. You know, this Saturday when Liverpool head to Portland Road.
We could have some egg on our faces in a few days' time. It'll be very embarrassing.
We shall see. But no, I bring up my team. Here it is in all its glory. I think I'm the only one who's gone for five in the middle, in midfield, and two up front. But yeah, in goal. My two goalies, I've got David Raya of Arsenal, and I've also got Jordan Pickford, who both of them would likely play every week, won't they? So I think I'll just rotate them, whoever they've got. Like, Arsenal got Wolves, so potentially clean sheet there. Jordan Pickford, you know, Everton have got Brighton, so I think I'm probably going to start Raya, I think. My three defenders, and I've gone very full-back heavy, as you can see here. The only centre-back I've got is Michael Keane at Everton because, basically, I didn't have much money left and I was just trying to find a defender who I think can play and score a few goals. Michael Keane could do that for me. He's on the bench, obviously. But my three starters is Pedro Porro of Tottenham, just like Heafy. They've got Leicester, who are going to struggle, I think, this season. I've gone for Mitchell from Crystal Palace. They've got Brentford at the start of the season. I think Palace will do well this year under Oliver Glistener. I think that's how you say it.
Close.
Close enough. I know they haven't got Michael Olise anymore, but I think, yeah, I've gone for Mitchell. I think he's a decent, you know, full-back. And I think he'll get a few assists and, you know, maybe clean sheets for Palace as well, because they are pretty steady, aren't they? They have a few games where they concede goals, but they're pretty solid at the back. And I've also gone for Robertson from Fulham, because another full-back who I feel could get a few, you know, assists here and there. And I've got Man United the first game of the season, which could be a tough game, but you never know.
Their fixtures after that get easier. They get quite a lot easier for them. Can't remember exactly what it is, but it's a nice run.
Obviously, they got us. They got us on the third game of the season.
It was not why I meant it, but
yeah.
You said it.
On paper, yeah. I've also, my town player is Leif Davis. Although Jacob Greaves, you know, you're making me. Oh, I don't know what, because the amount of times he really scored in pre-season, Jacob Greaves, and I think that's how we're going to score a lot of goals potentially this season, Ipswich, is from set pieces. But then you've got Leif Davis will be doing most of those corners, won't he? So
yes, he will.
So maybe, yeah, you'll get the assist and then Jacob Greaves. But Leif Davis is on my bench as it stands, and that is my defence. So as you can see, I've gone Rory full-back heavy, and I've got one centre-back in Michael Keane, who probably I won't use, but you never know. Then my five midfield, I've just gone all out midfield. So I've gone Cole Palmer. Chelsea have got Man City first game of the season. That is, but Cole Palmer against his former club at Stamford Bridge. He takes penalties, doesn't he?
Yep.
So I think he potentially going to get a lot of points this year, Cole Palmer. The next to him is Saka. Again, he takes penalties. He had a fantastic... last season, he wasn't his best season, but Arsenal are going to do well. Spoiler alert for the predictions. I've actually got Arsenal to win the league this year. I think they may do it. So Saka will be the key man for Arsenal. Then Man City, got basically the three team Chelsea, although Chelsea are going to be rubbish, aren't they, again? But Cole Palmer will be good for them. But I've got Phil Foden for Man City. I think, once again, he's going to have a good season. He'll get a lot of, you know, points, a lot of goals, a lot of assists. Then I've gone for Jarrod Bowen, who did score a lot of goals last year. AJ, do you know, top of your head, amount of goals? He definitely was double figures, wasn't he?
16, I think. And he wasn't on penalties. So it's a nice return.
Not bad at all. And I think he's a good player overall. And West Ham, we don't know how they're going to be under a new manager. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they do. And then I've gone for Smith Rowe as well. At first, I laughed at you, I think, when I saw him, because I was like, he's going to move, you know, from Arsenal. But obviously, he's gone to Fulham now, and I think
he'll
do well for Fulham. So that's why I've gone for him as well, because I think he'll do really well. Obviously, last year, he didn't play much for Arsenal, but he's going to hopefully play week in, week out for Fulham, and I think he should get some goals, could get a assist. So, and I think Fulham, they're going to be a solid team this year, as they were last year. So, be interesting. And up front, I've gone for Alexander Isak. Scored plenty of goals for Newcastle. Newcastle will do all right again this year. Once again, he's not that expensive, is he, AJ, really, Isak? He's, you know, middle range.
Can't remember. Was he 7.5?
Something like that. So
I'm going to get a look now. Let's have a look. He is... 8.5. Okay. But still, for someone who scored, I think, 21 goals in the Premier League last season, it's not massive.
So, yeah. Well, I've captained him, by the way. He's my captain because Newcastle got Southampton. So, hat-trick coming in for Isak, I think. So, happy about that. And then I've gone for Ollie Watkins. I know, was it you who mentioned him, potentially, that... Or was it Heafy?
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure. I'd said Villa were a little bit rubbish in pre-season. He's also been at the Euros as well.
So. Champions League football as well. That could be... And that's the thing for Aston Villa. Like, that's the first time they've been in the Champions League since like the 80s. So it'd be interesting to see how their players cope with that, playing, you know, Champions League football. You know, I know they have cups and stuff and blah, blah, blah. Did they play Europa League last year, Aston Villa?
They were in the Conference League.
So they to be fair, they experienced. Because it's bigger, better teams and better players. But I think Watkins will still score goals for Villa. I think Villa will still do okay. I think they'll potentially want to try to fight for the Champions League spots again. So Watkins is going to guaranteed scoring goals, and obviously the goal he scored for England will give him a lot of confidence. But we shall see how he gets on. And the other striker I've got on the bench, and I think Heafy has got this. Have you got him on your team as well?
I do not, no.
No, you don't. But, yeah, João Pedro who I've always liked. When he was at Watford, I liked him. And when he went to Brighton, he did well last year, scored goals. I think he also takes penalties
He does.
So that's one thing I've got to look at as well. I think maybe that's something everyone should look at with their teams. Like if their players take penalties, because, you know, with VAR, you know, there's a lot of penalties in the Premier League. So I've gone
through. You've got quite a few in that team. Let me have a look. You've got Palmer, Saka, Bowen probably won't, Isak will, Watkins will, and Joao Pedro will. I've also kind of gone for a similar route in terms of, I think Paquetá will take the West Ham penalties there. Solanke probably won't, Isak will, Haaland will, Salah will. So a few in that as well. I've got a question then for your team to kind of round us off quite nicely here, I think. Mm-hmm. No Liverpool. Talk me through your thinking here, because they have, I mean, even take out the opening game, the Ipswich game, they have got favourable start. They've been doing well in pre-season, won 4-1 over the weekend. Even aside from Salah, quite a few interesting attacking options when you look at Diaz and Jota at 7.5, Trent at 7, players like that. Talk through your thinking.
Do you know what? I was potentially going to put, I'm still, you know, still time. This is not the final draft. This is like the final draft 1.0. Mm-hmm. There'll be final draft 10.0 at one stage. And Trent is one player I'm looking at, I think, because obviously he takes a lot of set pieces, you know, obviously assists, clean sheet, points as well. So potentially, I just need to find room for him. I need to find money. So I may have to like get rid of one of my big hitters in midfield potentially, because obviously I've spent a lot of money on Palmer, Saka and Foden. So potentially I may need to, maybe I just didn't want to put a Liverpool player in because I just know they're not going to do well against us. So I'm like, don't need to worry about that. Maybe I didn't want to jinx it. You guys have jinxed it. You're playing Salah, you're playing Darwin Nunez and Diaz. I've decided not to play any Liverpool players because I think they're not going to do well against us. It'll be a, you know, Ipswich will draw, and, you know, it'll be 1-1, and you know, Liverpool's goal scorer will be a defender or something. That's not Trent. It will just be, I don't know, Van Dijk or something. And, you know, Lee Davis scores for us, and so I'll start him, and he'll get the points. But yeah, Liverpool is a team I'm always a bit interested with because obviously they've got a new manager. I know they've done well in pre-season. But yeah, I think Trent is potential. Salah, once again, he's guaranteed you points. But once again, you've got to balance it. Yeah, you know, in terms of like, you know, if you can't have him and then you have, you know, Saka and Foden and everybody. So you've got to balance out. Because I've only got one Man City player, obviously, that is Foden. Trying to think if there's any other big hitters I'm missing out. Like, I did actually have Bruno Fernandes in my team at one stage.
I remember that.
In the first episode of the KOA FPL. Because I said, you know, he does score a lot of goals. He does score penalties as well. But I think that's when I brought in Foden instead. You just don't know how United are going to be this year. I think United, they're just a weird team, aren't they? So yeah, once again, this is the final draft 1.0. I may put a Liverpool player in at some stage. Because obviously, at the moment, you know, you don't lose any points in terms of switching your teams out. But the first week, you know, you do lose points if you take too many substitutions, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. So you got to be careful with those kinds of things. You've always got to try and think ahead. That's important. Think about the games that are going to be coming up in the next few weeks and trying to also gauge how difficult in general the fixtures are going to be for the first little while. So, yeah, there you go. There you have it. Those are our teams. Ross, any further business as we bring this to a close?
Just looking forward to it, mate, really. Just obviously Friday night we'll see Man United Fulham, and obviously we've both got Fulham players, Smith Rowe, so hopefully we'll be on the board early doors. Nice little voice crack there from Roscoe. but yeah, and then Saturday, obviously, when we'll do all of our work, but I'm sure we'll be, you know, looking at
keeping an eye out. Yeah, well, obviously a lot of the games will kick off later in the day. Town are second up in terms of the Premier League opening weekend. There's still plenty of time. Well, I say plenty of time up until Friday, realistically, if you want to get in. It's a bug flies in front of me. Before the first game week of FPL, the code is 057GK9. So that is Oscar 57 Golf Kilo 9. That will get you in. We'll be putting that code in the description of this. We'll be putting the link to join in the description of this. Plenty to tease coming up. I've got a couple of exclusive interviews with Ben Johnson. One's gone out this morning, and have another up tomorrow morning. So make sure you go and read those as a subscriber only. But we're currently running a deal, £6 for 6 months, which will take you well into the Premier League season. That's really, really exciting, isn't it? Well into the campaign, where we'll have plenty coming up, but a couple of exclusive interviews to tease with Ben Johnson ahead of the campaign. We're going to be doing our predictions pod on Thursday. That'll be out. So we'll be talking about how we think Town are going to fare in the Premier League, who we think is going to win the league, the top four, the relegation battle, some standout players, all of those different kinds of things. What else? This is one of the first times I've done this. Make sure that you check out Manscaped for all your grooming needs up here, down there, and everywhere. Use the code KOA for 20% off. Make sure you go and follow us on all our social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, X, that is Twitter now, isn't it? We're on TikTok as well. That's going to be heating up as the Premier League season kicks off. Keep an eye on all of those different things. And I think that's it. We're going to be trying to bring you these podcasts regularly, hopefully every week, so to give you an update as the season goes along, having a look at the league table. Make sure you go join, details in the description. Lots of content to come in the coming days. We'll see you next time.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.